call.
President, thank you for taking the call. Listen, Mike Monroney put an amendment on a bill which is called the shipping bill, H.R. 14935, which he got a wage board comparability provision, which our Oklahoma government employee, Dick Tinkerfield, named, really vital to Mike, Tom C., and some help to me. And we get rumors that Maisie might want you to be so it was. Really wouldn't clip Mike, and it would clip Hubert, Tom, and probably to some extent me. So, sure wish you'd look at that close.
I'll look at anything close affects you, my dear one. I don't know. I never heard of it. Don't know a thing about it. Know nothing.
No,
of,
I didn't think that.
I know nothing about the marriage, but I will sure look.
It has to do with wage board employees. You know, that's a blue collar government employee.
Yeah.
About 11,000 of them. The largest union in Oklahoma.
And what does this do to them?
This gives them a method of comparing wages. As against the nearest place, like Tulsa, they don't have a like-type job. You know, blue-collar employees are not like classified employees. They're based on wage scales and areas. Well, they can go to the nearest place if they don't have a comparable job. We had tremendous complaints saying that they get knocked down in some of our Oklahoma City, including Oklahoma City, which is big places. Because they don't have comparable jobs in the area, and somebody doing the same thing, not too far away, making a lot more money.
Who says they're going to recommend a veto?
Somebody, Tom Steve told me, he heard that Macy might recommend the veto. Mike handled this through the Senate. He got a big play on it in Oklahoma City. And, of course, Tom has taken over that same territory, and then I've got the Naval Depot in Galveston. And it probably affects others around the country. But Tom doesn't think it's going to be a big costly operation, but it will be.
I'm going to see Tom this afternoon.
All right. Well, I sure.
Have you talked to Macy about it?
I haven't talked to anybody. I'm going to get Mike to talk to Macy.
All right. Okay, well, I'll sure look at it and be awfully careful, and I won't do it unless I have to, and if I do, I'll tell you.
All right.
What else is happening?
Well,
have you got your supplemental passed?
No, we're on it right now.
You're going to have any trouble keeping those exemptions in?
I don't.
CCC and Medicaid?
We had an awful filibuster for a house bill on that equal time bill, but we passed it with a
Well, you passed it with all three of them, didn't you?
Yep.
Carl, you've just got to have three of them. If you don't, I think I'll veto it.
I don't blame you. I would, too.
I just don't think it's fair to take the public airwaves, and I'm not a Wallace man. I'm very anti-Wallace, but I'm anti-Nixon. I don't think it's just because Democrats are in, we could just have one candidate.
Or three in the whole House agree. Dick on our side. Republicans, they don't. But, see, they tried to amend it to really deal next man the others. Out. First wanted to get Wallace clear out, then they wanted to split Humphrey's time with Wallace, give Nixon half the time. Well, they tried every device in the world, water it down, feed it, deal Wallace out. And
when are you going home, Friday?
I don't know. We can finish tomorrow, I think, if the Senate can finish. We've got quite a few bills yet. This is our last bill of any consequence. The bill was set up today.
Who's in trouble in your state, Mike and Steve?
Well, they've got I'd say they had the hardest race, I guess.
Have you got any hard race?
Well, I don't think so. It'll be a little harder than usual, but I shouldn't have any problem.
What did you get, 70%?
I did get
Huh?
I should do that well or better in the general election. I got it John Burger, really.
If there's any way I can help you, you let me know. If there's anything you got laying around like this, you let me know and I'll sure try to do it because I think you're a wonderful man. I love you, Carl. Thank you.